Hi, my name's Dave Strable, Cloud Technical Specialist for Microsoft. Today I'm going to be talking about, do I need to back up virtual machines in Azure? Quick answer is yes. We need to back up our virtual machines that we deploy in Azure because we're responsible for the OS on up. So any type of data that you put on that virtual machine in Azure or any code you deploy to that virtual machine, you're responsible for that. And you're responsible for backing up that virtual machine so you can protect that data. So today I'll talk a little bit about what the Azure Backup solution is, and then we'll go into some demos on how to deploy Azure Backup, how to configure a virtual machine, and how to restore that virtual machine with Azure Backup. So here I'll go into a little overview of what Azure Backup enables. So we have a few different scenarios that it unlocks here. We have Azure Infrastructure as a Service virtual machine backup. We can also utilize SQL Azure Platform as a Service type backup. And we also have third-party backup. So a third-party backup solution in Azure would be through our marketplace ISVs. So example of those would be Commvault or EMC, Dell, Avamar. All those can be deployed through our marketplace. Azure Backup, you can also utilize it for on-premises hybrid IT scenarios. So long-term retention or off-siting of those backups. Maybe you don't have a recovery site for your backup solution. You can enable Azure to provide that. Also long-term retention, where we only need a short-term retention for those restores that typically come within 4 weeks, but then we can utilize a cheaper storage tier within Azure to save some cost on those longer-term retention backups. You can also utilize it for branch offices. And this is a really great scenario because a lot of times in our branch offices, we don't have the capabilities to provide a full backup solution there. Azure Backup also integrates with VMware, so we can do image level restores of our virtual machines. You can also utilize on-premises third-party backup software you already have. So all those different vendors that you may have for your backup solutions, it could be from Veeam, Commvault, EMC, Dell, Avamar, the list goes on, but they all have plugins to plug into Azure Storage. So you can utilize that as a secondary data center for offsiting your backups, or you can use it as more of an archive tier for your backups for those long-term retentions. Today, we will focus just on the scenario of Azure virtual machines. So let's walk through the Azure backup scenario here. So first, what is the Azure Backup Service? This is a platform as a service that's just built into Azure. So there's no maintenance of the software in there. There's no configuring virtual machines. You don't have to provide any type of operational kind of duties around supporting that software solution. It's just built into Azure. You configure a where you want your backups to go. You then will be able to configure your virtual machines to utilize that, and then also be able to restore from that same interface. This is just not a solution for Windows VMs. It also works for Linux VMs. And it also can integrate with application consistent snapshots and not just crash consistent. So we can get application consistency for those different software solutions like SharePoint or SQL. This is also backed with the enterprise grade SLA. You're only paying for the storage that you utilize. So just that storage that you can deploy as much storage as you want, but you only pay for what you utilize within that storage bucket. Then you also pay for a licensing for the software to utilize Azure Backup. So how does this really work? So here on the left side, we have our Azure virtual machine. When we configure Azure Backup, it puts a backup extension on that virtual machine. It's nothing that you see there, nothing that you need to manage. It's there to be able to talk to the Azure Backup Vault. So when you take that first backup within your virtual machine in Azure, that's going to be a larger backup. That's a full backup. But from there on, all we do is incremental backup. So those are going to be much shorter and much quicker of a backup. And all these backups will be stored within the Azure Backup Vault that you can configure. So let's go into a demo and show how all this really works and comes together. So first, we'll need to create our recovery vault. The recovery vault is where all our backups will be stored. You can have multiple recovery vaults based on where you have and what regions you have your virtual machines deployed in. So now we're going to go in and create a recovery services vault. So we're going to log into the Azure portal. Once you get into the Azure portal, under more services, you can go in here and just search for recovery, and you'll see our recovery services vault comes up here. I'm going to go ahead and add a recovery services vault right up here. It's going to bring up a dialog for just some basic information that it needs to create that vault. So I'll go ahead and name this DS Recover Vault. We're going to use this subscription. You may have multiple subscriptions, so make sure you're creating this in the correct subscription for those resources you want to back up. Resource group, I'm going to go ahead and create a new one here. And my location, I'm deploying most of my servers to North Central, so we're going to put this in the North Central US data center here. We'll go ahead and create that. That'll just take a couple minutes to actually create that recovery services vault. Once that is finished, we will see that vault show up within our interface here. We can go ahead and refresh it, and we can see it actually already created that vault. So if we hit refresh, we now see our vault. Now that our vault is created, now we have a place that we can back up to. So we can take those virtual machines, configure them so they back up to this exact vault. There's one thing that I typically always want to tell you to make sure that you configure beforehand, and that is creating your backup policies. There will always be a default policy, but typically you're going to want to customize these. So here I'm going to go ahead and add a new policy. So we're just going to name this policy Windows. For our Windows virtual machines, we're going to want to have those consistent. Our backup frequency here, we can do daily or weeklies here. So this will do a backup every 24 hours. Here, I'm going to choose some that's a little more off hours, make sure it doesn't impact anybody. So we're going to go with 10:30 p.m. You can then decide your retention ranges. So for me, I'm just going to take this down to 60 days for my dailies, retention, weekly backup points. We'll just leave the defaults here. We're going to actually turn off our yearlies, but your yearly down here, you can go up to 99 years to save this. So you have long-term retention available to you within Azure. I'll go ahead and create that policy now. Once that policy is created, then we can go into the virtual machines and then configure those, and then we can apply that policy to the virtual machine. Then, now that we have our recovery vault configured, now we can set up our virtual machines so they can start backing up to that recovery vault. So now that we have our vault and our policies created, we can go ahead and start backing up some virtual machines that we have in Azure. So up here at the top, just click Add Backup. This will bring up a dialog so we know what virtual machines we're backing up. We also will choose our policy. So as you can see, our goal here is to back up an Azure workload. You can also choose on-premise here if you have those on-premise workloads that you want to configure for Azure backup. And we're also we're going to back up a Azure as a virtual machine. You also have the option to configure this to be able to use file level backup and recovery also. Here, then I'm going to choose my policy I just created, that Windows backup policy. Select OK. This is going to then bring up the virtual machines I have within Azure that I can back up. So here I'm just going to choose this Windows machine that I have here. Select that virtual machine. We're going to go ahead. It's going to enable backup on that. So it's configuring that extension to talk to our recovery services vault here. And another way we could have done this, if we just went into our virtual machines, and you can do this when you deploy a virtual machine, is you could just actually go in here, choose your virtual machine. Within your virtual machine, you're going to have a tab down towards the bottom here. It's going to say backup. You could choose that. This will bring up the enable backup or recovery services vault. You can create a new one from this interface, or you could just select that existing one that we just created. You'll see that always gets a policy tied to it. So we're going to modify that so we get that policy we created here. This is actually a Linux virtual machine, but that's okay. Then we'll just click enable, and then that is actually going to be configured also with that extension to talk to the recovery services vault we created. Now that we configured our virtual machines to back up to the recovery vault, we can see now that we have two backup items in here. So if we go into those backup items, it's going to show the different management types in here. Like I said, you can utilize this in a couple different scenarios, but we're just covering the Azure virtual machines right now. If we go and look at those, you can see that we have the two that we configured here, but there's also a warning. And this warning is on their initial backup not being complete yet. So we're going to go ahead and do a on-demand backup of this virtual machine and tell it to back up now. And we can retain this on-demand virtual backup as long as we want. We just can give it a date and it can expire there. So we'll go ahead, back that up. It's triggering the backup for that virtual machine. And this is our Linux virtual machine. The backup triggered successfully. We can go in, we can see the progress of that virtual machine in here. Let's close out of these. This will also give you some backup usage, how much storage you're utilizing for those, if you have any backup jobs in progress, things like that. So you can view all that type of different information here. So this is loading. You can see that now we do have a backup in process of this virtual machine. And once that completes, we'll go ahead and delete that virtual machine so we can see how we actually can go in and restore that virtual machine. Since we performed the first initial backup on that virtual machine, let's go ahead and delete that virtual machine and then restore that virtual machine to show you how that really works. Now that our backup is completed, we can see that on the status screen here. Though it has success, it shows the latest restore point that we have there and what policy that's tied to. So we're going to go ahead and go in and delete this virtual machine here. Yes, I know that is the scary part. So we'll go in here. Here's our virtual machine. I'm just going to go ahead and delete this. Deleting our virtual machine. We'll do a refresh here. That should just take a second for that virtual machine to be deleted. And we'll see that's deleting there. So now we'll go back into our recovery services vault. In our recovery services vault, we'll see that we have those two backup machines here. So I'm going to go into these items, see my backup virtual machines. I will then go back into the Linux machine that I have that I just deleted. As you can see, we can do a file level recovery here also out of that Linux virtual machine. So I'm going to go ahead and I want to restore this virtual machine. It's going to show me my restore points here. This was a file system consistent base backup. We didn't use encryption on this, so we'll go in, we'll choose that restore point. This restore configuration, it's going to give us a few different options here. So we can restore just the disk, or we can restore that entire virtual machine. So that virtual machine, we're going to go ahead and give it its name. We'll just call it the Recover VM. Put in its same resource group, same virtual network that it had, same subnet, and then also same storage account that we had here. Go in, it's going to validate it, then we'll click on restore, and then you'll see that it's triggering a restore there. And our other virtual machine just deleted. This triggered the restore. Now, in just a couple minutes, we should have that virtual machine back. Now, we see that our virtual machine, the restore, has completed. So if we click on that, we'll get a little more information back just about how we restored it. We recovered that to an alternate location, the VNet name, virtual machine name, and the recovery point time we used. If any of your tasks do fail, you will have all the alerting done in here and which tasks get failed on. We can go in and even get a little more information. We can set up alerts and events within here. So we could set up some backup alerts there if you so choose to. You can configure your notifications up here, your notifications, where you're going to send these different email alerts and that. As you can see, you can put in an email field, whether you want like an hourly digest or just per alert, choose if you want critical warning or information there. So now we should be able to go back over here and see that we have a recovered virtual machine. You notice before we deleted that Linux machine that we have, we now have a running virtual machine that is the same copy of that point in time backup that we took here. You can see that this virtual machine is running currently. And that is it for this presentation. In the next presentation, we will go into a little deeper details on Azure Backup. Thank you.